olive grace. An earnest word with those who are seeking salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. By C.H. Spurgeon. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Romans 5:20. Text-to-speech licensed by audiotreasure.com for distribution. 2004. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. To you. He who spoke and wrote this message will be greatly disappointed if it does not lead many to the Lord Jesus. It is sent forth in childlike dependence upon the power of God the Holy Ghost, to use it in the conversion of millions, if so He pleases. No doubt many poor men and women will take up this little volume, and the Lord will visit them with grace. To answer this end, the very plainest language has been chosen, and many homely expressions have been used. But if those of wealth and rank should glance at this book, the Holy Ghost can impress them also, since that which can be understood by the unlettered is nonetheless attractive to the instructed. Oh, that some might read it who will become great winners of souls! Who knows how many will find their way to peace by what they read here? A more important question to you, dear reader, is this: will you be one of them? A certain man placed a fountain by the wayside, and he hung up a cup near to it by a little chain. He was told some time after that a great art critic had found much fault with its design. "But," said he, "do many thirsty persons drink at it?" Then they told him that thousands of poor people, men, women, and children, slaked their thirst at this fountain, and he smiled and said that he was little troubled by the critic's observation, only he hoped that on some sultry summer's day the critic himself might fill the cup, and he refreshed, and praised the name of the Lord. "Here is my fountain, and here is my cup, find fault if you please, but you drink of the water of life. I only care for this. I had rather bless the soul of the poorest crossing sweeper, or rag gatherer, than please a prince of the blood, and fail to convert him to God." Reader, do you mean business in reading these pages? If so, we are agreed at the outset, but nothing short of your finding Christ and heaven is the business aimed at here. Oh, that we may seek this together! I do so by dedicating this little book with prayer. Will not you join me by looking up to God, and asking Him to bless you while you read? Providence has put these pages in your way, you have a little spare time in which to read them, and you feel willing to give your attention to them. These are good signs. Who knows but the set time of blessing has come for you? At any rate, the Holy Ghost saith, "Today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts."